I am the merchant, I am the businessman, I know it. This is double of the price. So the husband said, okay, give us the price. Imam Azam Rahmatullah Alayh, he bought that cloth with double of the asking price to the woman. What does this mean? It means they were so well wishered to each other. They wanted that we should do everything good to our Muslim brothers. Even at the time of Tabi'in, a beautiful story has been quoted in books, that one person, he sold his agriculture land. And other one, he bought the land. Now the person who bought the land, he was ploughing the land so that he should be able to cultivate the crop. Why he was ploughing? He found that there is something hard. He tried to dig the place and there was a treasure. Lot of amount of gold buried inside. When he looked at the amount of gold, first thought came in his mind, it does not belong to me. I have just bought the land and paid the price. This is something very costly. So it's the right of the previous owner. It's not mine. So he contacted the previous one. And he told the previous landlord that please, I bought the land from you and paid the price of the land. But now I have got a treasure in the land which is much more costlier than the cost of the land. So it does not belong to me. Please get it, it's yours. What was the reply? He replied, no, when I sold the land to you, whatever benefit will come from the land, now it's yours, it's not mine. There was difference of opinion. One person was saying, it's not mine. The other was saying, it's not mine, it's yours. It's yours. So who is going to decide? Now the case was forwarded to the court. Today, what type of cases come to the court? One side saying, it's my right. Other one saying, it's... And someone says, I can spend last drop of my blood for my right. And the other one saying, I can shed last drop of blood for my right. So they are fighting for their rights. And look at this beautiful case. Both the parties, they are saying, it's not my right, it's the right of my brother. And he is saying, it's the right of my brother. But the case was forwarded to the court. Now the Qazi of that time, he was also surprised. How well-wishing, well-wisher these people are. They want to prefer their brothers on themselves. So he listened from each of them what they wanted to say. Then he asked about the family background. So he came to know that one of them had a young boy and the other one had a young daughter. So the judge, he made a judgment. Okay, the decision is that it's better that this young boy and young girl should be engaged together, their nikah should be made, and this treasure should be given as a dowry to both of them. This was the Muslim Ummah. This was the society which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made in this world. What a beautiful group of people. They were so well-wishing to each other. Abdullah ibn Umar rahmatullah alayh, he was a big muhaddith, a very reputed personality of the time. His neighbor was a Jew. So this Jew, he wanted to sell the house. One person came to him And he said, oh, I have seen a banner that this house is for sale. Do you want to sell it? He said, yes. What's the price? He said, the price is 2,000 dinar. Now the person was amazed. He said, in this locality, this type of house can be at the most 1,000 dinar. And you are asking double of the price? The Jew, he replied, you are right. The price of the house is 1,000 dinar and another 1,000 of dinar is the cost of the neighborhood of Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah. When we were real Muslim, practicing Muslim, then the prices of the houses of our neighborhood used to rise to the sky. Because people love to stay in our neighborhood. We were so well-mannered, well-behaved, akhlaq-e-hasana. We were so careful, we were so considerate to the other people. These people were real Muslims. Abdullah Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he used to travel a lot. Most of the time he used to come to Kufa to have a sohbat and sitting of Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He was one of the 40 scholars which were helpful for the tadween of the fiqh for Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. But in the way, he used to stay at a place in a small village for one night. Now in that motel, there was a young man. Once he came and stayed in that motel, but he could not see that young man. He asked, where is that young boy? They replied that something bad happened to him. He had to pay some debt to the person and he had given a deadline which he could not pay. And the person, he reported to the police, and the police, they got him, they captured him, and he is behind the bar. Abdullah Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he just went to the police chief and asked, what's the matter of this young boy? He said that he owes money to the people and the deadline has passed. Either he should pay or someone of his relatives should pay. I would release him. Abdullah Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he replied, okay, I can pay but with a condition. What's that? He said, condition is that you are not going to tell my name. I just want to pay and you release him. Police chief replied, no problem to me. At least the person will get his right. So he got the price, the money, and gave it to the people and released him. But Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he went. Now this young man was surprised that who paid my money, my debt. But he never knew because the police chief did not tell him. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he came back, he stayed at the same place. Now this young man, he told him, this happened to me, I was behind the bar, someone paid my debt and I came out. And I don't know, but he was a very pious person. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he was listening, but he was silent. He did not tell that I paid your debt. And for the rest of the life, Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi used to listen the same story from that young man. Until a time came when Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, he passed away, he expired. He died, then police chief told that young man that your debt was paid by Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah. So our ancestors were so helpful to each other. That is an example of a real human being. Once, when Baghdad was the center of the Muslim Ummah. Then kuffar, they were very surprised that what is something special in the Muslim community that they are achieving their goals and they are expanding and they are making lot of propagation of Islam and people are accepting Islam. So they sent one person to go, stay in the community and analyze that what's something special in this community. So this person, he traveled a lot and came in Baghdad. He was really exhausted, tired, and he was feeling hungry. So first the CNA took, let me go to some restaurant and take food. So he went on a restaurant and told the person to give him food. He took the food and he started eating it. While he was eating the food, he saw that another person who is eating food, he is looking towards him with some curious glances, as if he wants to know who he is. He thought, maybe I am a stranger, so he looking towards my face, that who he has come in this area. So he kept eating his food. When he finished, he came to the counter and asked the person, what's the cost I have to pay for the food? And the person on the counter, he replied, your food has been paid off. He asked, how? Then he told that, you know, another person was eating food beside you. He looked at your face and he figured out that you are a stranger, you are a passenger. So he came to me and he paid for his food and he told me that that stranger is my guest today. I am going to pay for him, but I don't want to tell him because I want the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this person was surprised that these Muslims are this type of people. Again, he said, okay, let me go in the market and see. So he just wanted to pass through the market and see how these people are interacting with each other. So meanwhile, he found that he needed something, maybe battery. So he went on the shop and told the shopkeeper, do you have a battery? He said, yes. What's the price? 5 dirham dinar. Okay, give me one piece. Now this shopkeeper asked him, please do me a favor. Go in to the shopkeeper who is just in front of mine. And he will give you the same thing at the same price. So get from him. So he went to the second shopkeeper. Asked the price. It was 5 dinar. He got the battery. But then he was confused. That shopkeepers are not like that. They want to sell their commodity. So he came back to the first one because he wanted to know what's inside in this community. So he came to the first one and asked, you had the battery with you or not? He said, no, I have a couple of batteries with me. Why you did not sell it to me? He said that today I got lot of customers and I feel that I have saved so much money. My children can eat food at the night time. And I found that today there was no customer to my friend. So I thought maybe you will buy this thing from him. He will save some money and his children will be able to eat something at the night. This was our business at that time. We were so well-wishered to each other. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now, three things about well-wishing. Three things about well-wishing. A person who is well-wisher, even if he takes a wrong decision, Allah makes it right. Because his intention is good, Allah unki ulti ko bhi seedha kar dete hain. Because the intention is good. He is well-wisher. A story has been quoted in the books that there was a village and the passers-by, they used to stop and pray in the masjid and go. But there was no place, no tree near that mosque.